Access All Areas on FUBAR Radio.
Good evening, it is Access All Areas and we are live on FUBAR Radio. I'm Bobby Norris and this evening I'm joined by my very special, my very gorgeous guest co-host, Lottie. Come on, girl, Lottie.
Hello, thank you so much, Bobby. What a lovely intro.
Introduce yourself, Lottie Babes, to our lovely listeners.
Hi, everyone. I'm Lottie and I am a senior showbiz reporter at The Sun. Very good to be here today to talk all things showbiz with you, Bobby.
I mean, it's right up your street.
It's
you know what I mean?
Up my street. That is so true. I'm loving it.
It's so lovely. First time we've worked together in the studio.
Yeah. I've interviewed you before, but it's so nice to now do this together.
And to work together.
It's a lot of fun.
I was so excited when I found out what I was doing the show together. I was like, oh my god, I love Lottie. I know Lottie. So Babes, obviously is the showbiz queen.
Yes, thank you.
You know I always start Access with a little bit of showbiz goss.
Of course.
We're here for it, we live for it. It's our bread and butter.
It is, yeah.
What has caught your eye, darling?
There's been so much going on at the moment, but I think, you know, it's all kind of stage related. We've had, unfortunately, a man charged after throwing a phone at BB Rexha. So that happened this week. There was this viral video that came out of BB on stage looking absolutely incredible in a sparkly outfit, as she always does. She's midway through this set in New York and a phone gets launched across and thrown at her in the face. Obviously took her by surprise. She falls to the floor and she's now got stitches, bruising, the full shebang. It was a horrible, horrible thing to watch. You just can't believe someone would do that, can you? It's just, it's wild.
Do you know what I find weird, Babes? I feel that as time's going on, like back in the day,
I sound like
an old man.
All right, then.
And I'm not an old man, but I feel like even 3 years ago, 4 years, this wasn't a thing.
No.
But as time's going on, we're seeing people jump on stage, throw things at artists. Like, and I can't understand why you're voluntarily somewhere to watch them. You've paid to be there.
Exactly.
And then you're abusing them, hurting them and throwing things at them or jumping on the stage and slapping them.
But that's it. I think it comes back to this whole thing where a lot of celebrities say, and I don't know if you found it, but when you're in the public eye, it's like everyone feels like they've got that access to you. Do you know what I mean? And it's like, she's still a human being. Do you know what I mean? If you throw a phone at her face, it's going to hurt her. But also, I read somewhere that the tickets for the show were really, really, really cheap. I don't know if she was doing this like a really cheap show. So maybe he wasn't a fan. Maybe he's just someone that, you know, he said when the police got him, he said, you know, I just wanted to see what happened. It was a bit of fun.
But I think regardless, even if the tickets weren't cheap and they was free, you don't sit on the central line and throw your bottle of Evian or your iPhone or whatever phone you've got at anyone. Do you know what I mean? Whether it was free or £400 a ticket. So to me, I find it weird. So guys at home, before we go into, we're going to delve a little bit more into showbiz, obviously, because, well, with the showbiz queens. But guys, I'm going to just start by saying we've got a jam-packed show this evening and we're discussing, obviously, showbiz. Plus, we have got two amazing interviews. We have got George, who is fresh out of the Love Island villa.
Ooh, love it.
So we're going to get all the Love Island tea.
Yes.
And we have got fresh from I Kissed a Boy's at Gareth Valentino. So two amazing shows.
Yeah, totally.
Two amazing interviews lined up. But back to showbiz, babes.
Yeah.
What's next on your hit list?
I mean, we've got another amazing star to talk about. Taylor Swift's announced the European leg of her tour. Her
bit of Tay-Tay.
Love a bit of Tay-Tay. And, you know, she is... I saw today that, you know, she's not done a tour in, I think, like 5 years. And people have been Googling and Googling, when is Taylor coming back on tour in the UK and Europe? She's back. She's coming back. And there is literally... a queue to sign up just to pre-order tickets. You know,
so there's a queue to get into the queue.
There's a queue to get in the queue, yeah.
But I think Taylor's at a level now, and you find this with, like, huge superstars.
Big, big stars,
It's like Beyonce, Adele. When you're at that kind of level, you don't really get tours often.
No, no.
So people
are
jumping at the bit to get a ticket.
Yeah.
So hence why they're queuing to get into the queue.
That's it.
But obviously, rumour mill's now going wild because they're thinking, right, so next year, she ain't been here for 6 years.
Yeah.
She's going to be in the UK. Is that going to coincide with Glasgow?
I think it might.
I think it might. Because I'm sure the top dogs at Glastonbury are already got their eye on who's coming next year, and I'm sure they've already booked the artists for next year.
Well, this is the thing, because artists are so busy, right? So they're going to need to book ahead. They're going to need to get them slots.
You don't WhatsApp them the night before and go, do you want to jump on the pyramid tomorrow?
Well, they might have to, because Arctic Monkeys might be dropping out. Who knows? Who knows what's going on there?
Oh, have we got a little exclusive there?
I just feel like, you know, it's not looking good at the moment, is it? Because we've seen that the lead singer is really ill. I think he's got laryngitis in the lead up to obviously Glastow. So fingers crossed it all goes well. But I think they're meant to be performing in 2 days.
So what's your gut say now they're going to pull out?
Yeah, I think so. We've not had any update. Like, I think they would have updated by now and said, listen, we're still going ahead with it. All's well, all's good. I mean, how gutted would you be if you've prepared all your life for this big gig?
This is the thing, you've pitched up. I mean, the traffic's been horrendous getting there. They fought through the weather. I mean, thankfully, well, it's not raining and thunder and lightning right now.
Fingers crossed.
But rumour on the showbiz streets is that Harry Styles might replace him.
You're joking.
I'm kind of gutted.
How do I get a ticket?
We've got any contacts? Anyone from Glastonbury listening?
Come on. I mean, we were just saying, weren't we, that we both haven't gone to Harry Styles. That was We've never been, but he's looking good at the moment. I'm gutted.
Harry's a salt.
He's an absolute salt.
Do you know what I mean? So out there, if there's room for one more tent, me and Lottie, we'll top and tail.
In a heartbeat.
And Harry will come and sing a little song with you.
Anything for Hazza, we'll be there.
I think that will pick people's peckers up. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, Harry is, it's Harry's world at the moment, isn't it? And we're living in it. He's having such a resurgence. He's having a glow up. He never went away, but it's like, all I see at the moment is Harry Styles. I'm gutted I didn't go. Will you go to Taylor?
Do you know what? I wouldn't not go to Taylor.
Yeah.
And no shade to Taylor. And I would if I could go. But I'm gutted. I missed out on Beyonce. I didn't even know tickets had gone on sale. No. And I was saying to you at the top of the show, wasn't I? When I went through social media, the Weld and his Chihuahua
was
at Beyonce. Yeah. And that looked like a show and a half. And there's certain artists I always think, I've got to see them before I die, before they die. Do you know what I mean?
Well, that's why we got it about Elton, isn't it? We were just saying, because
apparently they're saying it's his last one.
I don't know
if I believe that, because Cher's still going. I saw Cher a couple of years back.
I think
she's 35 now.
She's 35. Don't. You really confused me then. I feel like Elton as well. He's a performer, isn't he? He's going to want to jump back on that stage.
But Elton is one of them people that I think could stand there, God willing, as long as he's got his health and he can still sing.
Yeah.
People would watch him at 90.
Oh, yeah.
I would watch Adele at 90. Yeah. We're a similar age.
You are, actually, yeah. So yeah. I thought you meant 90, and that's why I was agreeing.
I'm 89. But I would watch Adele until the day
she
drops.
She's an
icon. Do you know what I mean? Because
there's
certain some people, I think, they put on you get the slut drops and you get the performance, which sometimes we're here for it. I mean, I'm a gay man. I like a bit of camp and a fire cannon. Do you know what I mean? A little bit of glitter.
Yeah, of course.
But sometimes I'm quite happy for someone that can really belt out a tune and just hold a mic in her hand.
That's like Adele, isn't it?
I don't want Adele to slut drop.
No. Oh, God, no. Oh, that's
Do you know
an image.
What I mean?
Oh, that's like, an image you put in my head.
And again, no shade, but Britney, I expect you to slut drop,
that's
darling.
What we,
do a cartwheel, do something, get an hula hoop out, do something. Do you know what I mean? There's just certain people that have got to do a little bit more. But
well,
when your voice does it all.
That's it, exactly. Yeah. And I think Taylor will be incredible to see. Anyone that gets tickets, very lucky.
Would you go, Taylor?
I like her music, but I'm just, this is quite controversial. I'm not really a concert goer. There's something about it that I like listening to music all the time at home, whatever, but it's not really my scene, and I don't know why.
It depends on the artist for me.
I've
got to truly want to be there.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
So maybe I don't want to go to Taylor, because I think my answer would have been yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
So yeah, you can be honest. Like, you really don't want to go.
I'd hate to go.
That's us off the PR list. So.
We won't be going to that then.
And the showbiz keeps coming thick and fast this week. Now, everyone who listens to Access knows that I always, anything Kardashian related, I've always got to talk Kardashian. Oh, I live and breathe Kardashians. Yes.
Speaking my language.
And Kourtney has announced she's pregnant.
She has.
With quite a viral video holding up a sign to Travis whilst he was performing in his Blink 182 concert, saying, "Travis, I'm pregnant," in reference to the All the Small Things music video. But then, like all things on social, it brings a little bit of controversy because everyone's like, is that how we found out? Some people believe that she literally went W.H. Smith's and bought a Sharpie
and wrote that down
or maybe paper chase. I do love a bit of paper chase. R.I.P. ain't they all closed down?
Best shop ever. It's gone.
And my producer has the best range of paper chase highlighters. But anyway, I do love paper. I love stationery, but I'm digressing.
I love stationery. This is so funny.
But people think that she's literally done it in the back of the car, got a Sharpie out and held it up.
They're not that far wrong. She did do it, sat on the floor. She wrote it herself with a Sharpie.
But do you think he didn't know until she held that sign up?
No, 100% he knew. 100% I'm convinced that he knew. I think, but it was so believable because I remember the first time I saw it, I remember thinking, oh my gosh. I was like, she's literally announcing her pregnancy, and I thought, why is she jumping up and down like that? But it's obviously because it's replicating it. Is it the All the Small Things? Is that the song? So it's because it's replicating that. But I was just so confused by the whole thing. But now that I know why she did it, it's actually really clever, isn't it?
In my head, knowing, and again, I love Kris Jenner.
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't mind being a pound note behind Kris, you know what I mean? And the brain on that woman, how she's created that family to be what they are.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Honestly. I know.
But as I saw that, I thought, there's no way. I bet as Kourtney got that pregnancy stick out and pissed on it, Kris was there when the clear blue was out. Do you know what I mean? There's no way Kris has let her go to a concert with a piece of card and a Sharpie and announce it like that.
No way.
And it's either not on the show first. I mean, and I'm not shade. Like, I love Kris.
She's a
PR genius.
Well, this is it. Everything is so thought through, isn't it?
Everything they do. I think every story they post. That's why I love Kris, because she's a mogul?
She's a mogul. Yeah, a business mogul. A momager.
If you want a client in the UK, Kris, and you're listening, because I know you love Access All Areas, pick me. I'll let you rep me.
I think, though, it's such a sweet story with Kourtney and Travis, because they've been trying for so long, you know.
Yeah.
And I think they'd given up. And then suddenly she obviously has found out she's pregnant, probably due around October, December, you know, that kind of time. But so I think he must have known, right?
That's what's lovely about it, though, because I think, especially this current series, which is now on Hulu, isn't it? So I still think it is keeping up. There's a bit of shit in the woods. But also, so now it's Hulu, it's not keeping up, it's just called The Kardashians. There was a bit of a rebrand. And I think they've recently said the last few episodes that they've finally kind of given up, because they was trying IVF.
They were.
And they've been very vocal. There's been, I think, Chloe turned up to go shopping one day and she was like, I'll give us 15 minutes because I'm like, don't know, like I'm paraphrasing it, but I'm fertile, so I'm going to go and just have 15 minutes with Trav. And Chloe's just sat there while Kourtney's having a lovely time.
Do you know what I mean?
I'm sure she was having a lovely time. But anyway, I think the pressure's now off of them.
They went,
do you know what? We're just going to let God do his thing, and what's meant to be will be.
And then it's happened.
But they say that about relationships, don't they? When you're looking for something, you don't find it. And I guess when you're trying so hard,
that's it.
Take the pressure off.
That's it. It's really sweet with Kourtney and Travis as well. Or I want to call him Trav for some reason.
Yeah, I'll call him Trav. Like I can't know him. Kourt and Trav.
So, yeah, Kourt and Trav.
I'd have him saved on my WhatsApp as. Kourt and Trav.
Yeah. They were friends, weren't they, for years before they got in a relationship.
Weren't they like next door neighbours or something?
They were next door neighbours. And he did fancy Kim, didn't he? He had a bit of a crush on Kim.
I heard that. Did he ever go with Kim, allegedly?
Allegedly. What? I mean, they've been photoed together back in the day, so maybe. But
as a journalist, you would know. Has anything ever come out? Did he go there?
I think he did. I'll say no more.
Did he dip his wiki in Kim?
Bobby. I think he might have done that, yeah. I think that could have happened. But that's why, you know, Kourtney and Kim are now feuding. Not because of that, but...
Kourtney's got the arsehole because she's doing the Versace thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because
of her
wedding.
In the latest series, yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know, there's a bit of sibling rivalry going on there, isn't there? And I don't know if I'd like to know that my husband fancied my sister at one point. It would make me a bit uncomfortable.
Well, like you say, maybe not just fancied.
Maybe not.
From what the streets are saying, a rumour, I don't know if it's the first sister that has... not necessarily just Trev, but I think there might have been a few crossovers, but... No tea, no shade, girls. No,
exactly,
I love you.
Exactly.
And I'm a massive fan.
They keep us on our toes, those Kardashians.
Absolutely. And we are struggling to keep up, but we always will.
Boy or girl, what do you think she'll have?
She's got one boy, two girls, or she,
yeah,
she's
and
got,
I think there's,
three already.
There's six kids between the two of them, isn't there? So
well, I can see them having a little boy.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be cute either way, isn't
it?
With a bit of a rock star name.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
100%, yeah. I'm looking forward to... And I'm glad that she's got a kind of a happy ever after. Do you know what I mean? Because she did kind of go through a bit of shit. And anyone who watched Kardashians back in the day, well, when it was called Keeping Up...
Yeah.
But as seen, she's kind of had her peaks and troughs.
She really has. I thought
with
her and
previous
Scott was
partner.
Forever, though.
Oh my God, yeah, I did. But she,
they're a lot better suited.
Yeah, she kept in there a long time, didn't she?
Yeah, she did. Yeah, I love it. Love to see it.
And I think we might have time for one more Lottie Babes.
Love it. Well, what we can talk about is Naked Attraction.
Yes.
So have you heard that? So they were going to do Naked Attraction, the celeb version, but they can't because not enough celebs obviously want to take part.
I'm not surprised
because, you know, we were saying earlier, can you imagine seeing your colleagues after whipping your kit off on Naked Attraction?
I can't believe anyone does it. And again, I don't judge. Whatever you want to do, I'm here for it. Be confident. You know?
Some people
put it all out on social and OnlyFans anyway and go for you and get the coins.
Yeah, exactly.
But, yeah, I think it literally takes some bollocks to stand there, literally, for anyone to do it. But for celebs, to create a series of celebs standing in them shoes.
Yeah, exactly.
With everything out, the Corey out and the Jack and Danny and all of that. I don't know how you then... I don't know. It's screaming Google, it's screaming...
Who would you like to see do it?
Oh.
Who would you like to see up there stripping off?
David Gandy.
I
love a bit
David
of the
Beckham.
Gandy. Yeah. I'd love to see David Beckham.
All the Daves, yeah.
Michael, maybe there's something about Davies.
But there must be, yeah.
Gandy, Beckham, Jamie Redknapp.
Jamie, that's a bit of a random curveball, but
I always loved Jamie Redknapp, but back in the day, I fancied Louise Redknapp for about 2 days when she was in Eternal.
Really?
But then it didn't last. and then I fell for Jamie.
Yeah, I see that.
There's a few I'd like to see. Who would you like to see?
Well,
Lotto?
I'd say I think David Beckham's top of my list. I love a bit of Tom Hardy as well.
Oh,
Tom
my
Hardy's
God, yeah, Tom
Hardy.
That would be... They're our dream tubes.
Yeah.
Our tubes. Mine and Lottie's tubes are...
Gandy.
Beckham.
Who else? Tom Hardy.
David Beckham, Hardy...
And Redknapp.
I
can go with that.
But I'm going to ask you, Lottie, out of the four,
who
are you picking?
I'm going to pick Tom Hardy. He's my number one every day of the week. Always has been. Actually, can we throw Leo in there? I like a bit of Leo
Bit
as well.
Bit of DiCaprio. He's getting better with age.
Bit of DiCaprio.
Oh, my God, yeah, it's a tough one. Yeah, all five, I wouldn't mind.
I know, exactly. Ooh,
I wonder if Anna Richardson has approached them. I don't know what they're saying.
I'm surprised Leo and Tom Hardy have turned
Who's
it down.
Who's rumoured?
Rumoured is Duncan James and Anna Whitehouse. Apparently, they're keen to take part if it did go ahead. But I think, unfortunately, because no one wants to... They're going to have to scrap the idea, aren't they? Or they have. So.
Because in India Willoughby, she's previously said that
she was approached
for one. I think that was going to be in honour of Stand Up To Cancer.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I mean, I think it would be great.
There's got to be a charity twist to it. But if there's a charity twist, I'm guessing that it's not going to be the full-on Naked Attraction.
But
the clue's in the title.
Could they do like Underwear Attraction and strip to their underwear?
But I think it's like going on the Bake Off and not baking. Or going KFC and not having chicken.
You
do you know
want that
what I mean?
You
want to know what you're getting.
That's it.
It's a funny one, but watch this space. I'll be the first to let you know if we find out that it is commissioned and we find out what celebs are doing, and especially if Gandy Beckham and Tom Hardy. I don't know. I don't know if it's for me. I've wore some questionable swimwear. That's enough. That's
so
already etched on people's mind. The schlongfong was enough for people. The schlongfong. There's a throwback.
When was that?
The schlongfong. I think, God, that must have been like 2000 and... God, I don't know.
Was that back on the Towie days?
Way back.
Yeah.
Yeah, do you know what it was? I think it was just before, God rest her soul, Joan Rivers died. Because I remember my phone blowing up when... She featured me on Fashion Police. Oh. I mean, she completely tore me a new arsehole. She annihilated me.
Oh, great.
But, I mean, I wouldn't expect her to do anything less. That's, you don't want her to be kind about you. I would have loved her to have slated me, and she did. And, yeah, I think it wasn't long. I think a few weeks before she died. Claim to fame.
Claim to fame and a half.
But as I say, I think that was enough. So me standing in a plastic tube with my todger out... Ain't going to happen anytime soon. But on that note, guys,
we're on, that note.
On that note, torture aside, we are going to move on from showbiz. And we all know now, it's been a little feature for a few weeks. Bobby on the Street. I absolutely love doing Bobby on the Street. Like, it's up my street, really. So this week, and it was a good one. Do you remember last week? Of course you do. You're a journo.
Of course.
But it was rumoured. Well, it wasn't even rumoured. It was confirmed, wasn't it? That one of the mermen...
Oh, was a porn star.
It turned out to be a porn star.
Yeah. I saw that.
So I didn't keep it Disney related.
Right.
But I was just like, well, that could allegedly be a fuck up at work to employ a porn star.
A little bit of a fuck
to
up.
To be a Disney character.
Yes, yeah.
So I wanted to know what everyone had to say... about their biggest fuck-ups at work.
That's a good one.
What's your biggest fuck-up?
No, I knew you'd say that. I was thinking, oh, my God, what is it? I mean, for me, because I'm a showbiz journalist, right?
Yeah.
It naturally, sometimes in the job, you fuck up when you're writing an article. And it's more just like celebs coming at you and going, well, that's not true, or, you know. And
but what's your biggest fuck-up, Lottie? Come
Bobby.
On, spill the tea.
I mean,
we're friends.
Katie Price isn't a fan of me, let's just put it that way.
Well, what did
I've
you say to
I've been on
Kate?
Her stories a few times with my name plastered across her Instagram story, which is just so awkward.
But she's called you out.
Oh, yeah, she's called me out, yeah. And I've had, you know, all her fans come at me. But I love Katie. Even though that happened, I've still got no bad blood with her. I think she's brilliant, and she makes me laugh, and I think she's great. But yeah, I mean, that's probably you hate that feeling. Your heart sinks, you know, when you can see that a celeb's tagged you in something. And
I bet your heart drops out your arsehole.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I've fucked up here. I've done something, and it's just it's the worst.
That's the name of the game,
though.
It's the name of the game. So, guys, you know where the full episodes are at. We drop them every Friday, but you've got to follow our brand new Instagram account, and it is at AAA, which stands for obviously Access All Areas FUBAR, at AAA FUBAR. Follow every Friday, you get a brand new episode of Bobby on the Street. But here's a little teaser of my little porn star related Bobby on the Street.
I used to be a teacher, and I was in a class with a year four child who brought a lovely new watch into school and had it on his arm, and it was vibrating, and he took it off and put it on the desk, and it was a cock ring.
We do a lot of work with celebrities, and the big fuck up there is we're not meant to ask anyone for selfies, for autographs, anything like that. That's all in our contract. I did, and I put it on social media.
I nearly told a customer to fuck off the other day.
I'd been on a night out the night before, come into work, had a change of underwear, put my underwear in my bag, and as we were leaving work, we had a bag search, and the manager was pulling my bag out of my dirty knickers and bra.
You can find out the full episode, and literally, it is a good, I mean, it's always a good one, but it is an absolute good one. So make sure you are following on Instagram at AAAFUBAR. So check it out, give it a follow. We will be back in two with a brand new interview. We're going to get a little exclusive, a little bit of Love Island tea from the lovely George Fensom. So we will see you after this.
FUBAR Radio presents
Access All Areas.
We have got the lovely Thomas Hartley from Married at First Sight UK joining us on Zoom. Thomas, any advice? Out of the three of us, you're the only one that's been married. Any marital advice for me and Stephen? Because we're still Mr. Right.
Make sure they're really, really fit and really, really quiet. and a really, really well endowed.
Okay, so right. No chat, big Corey, and.
Joey Page! It's time to welcome into the studio the darkness. Do you have a favourite Easter egg if someone was to buy you an Easter egg?
If I was the CEO of Cadbury's, I would make 1 out of 1,000 Cadbury's Easter eggs. Cadbury's cream one, completely full.
Like and put a spoon in with it.
Yeah, like the gold.
So you could crack it like an actual.
Or you could have like a tap.
At the bottom.
Yeah, like on a beer barrel.
It'd be lovely if they had soldiers in the middle. You know, little toast soldiers in the middle of the Easter egg.
So, Frankie, you said like a real egg, like an ostrich egg with some toast on the side.
Some toast in the middle.
Well, there you go. I'll get in touch with Cadbury's and see if we can get you a deal.
Politics Uncensored. We have a wonderful guest, Clive Lewis MP, Labour MP for Norwich South, talking about this Onward report that is finding that as people are getting older, they are not becoming more conservative, as had been the case with previous generations. What's your initial reaction to that?
It doesn't come as a complete surprise and a complete shock. Where they end up, though, I think is probably as interesting. And I think with the fragmentation of kind of centre and left parties across Western democracy, but particularly here in the UK with our first past the post system, that means that the Conservatives will still continue to get in more often than not, even with a declining share of the vote.
You're listening to FUBAR Radio.
FUBAR Radio.
FUBAR Radio.
FUBAR Radio.
FUBAR Radio.
Guys, we are back and we are joined by the lovely George Benson from Love Island. How are you doing, George?
Oh, mate, I'm living the dream. How are you guys?
Yeah, really good, thanks. Good to see you. It's surreal seeing you, you know, because we're so used to watching you in the villa.
Honestly, just used to me on TV. and me flowery trunks.
Oh,
we love a flowery trunk. We love a flowery trunk. How is life post-villa for you, mate?
Do you know what? It's actually treated me really well, actually. I've got a lot of positive DMs. A lot of people sort of coming up to me. Are you that guy from Love Island? Are you that guy from Love Island? A lot of people around my local area in Bedford showing a lot of support. So I couldn't actually ask for anything better, to be fair. It's been really, really good.
That's good. George, I've got to ask you, right? I mean, who's playing a game?
Oh, we're jumping straight into
it,
are
I'm sorry.
We?
We are.
Yeah, we only need to play games, George.
We're not playing games. No, we want to know who's playing games.
We're not playing games. Right, okay. So, situation I've got is, I think there's a couple of people playing the game. So, obviously, we've got Jess, right? I'm not saying Jess is, but then we've got the whole sort of Mitch and Sammy scenario, right?
Yes.
Which is all a little bit fishy, because, obviously, Mitch hasn't got anyone, so then ran to Jess. But then, obviously, with Sammy, Leah was in the bottom three or whatever it was, so that she then went to Jess. And then they both suddenly thought, do you know what? I'm closed off now. I think really mainly them two, to be completely fair.
Yeah.
I don't know about anyone else at the moment, just because we're still having to wait for it to unfold. I don't know what you guys think.
Well, I thought Sammy and Jess were good together. I thought things were going well between them. So I'm quite shocked that all the Islanders are saying they're playing games as well and it's not legit, but I don't know.
It's it's a bit of a tricky one, to be fair, because when you're in there, like, you obviously can't see what
others
we
are
see
seeing,
on the outside world. So it's really hard to think. You've just got to use your logic, really, I think. It's almost a sense of, like, I'm sure she would have realised, but, like, with Jess, as soon as, like, Mitch came over saying, do you know what, I actually fancy you.
Yeah.
It's like, mate, come on, it's so bait, isn't it? Like, it's so obvious.
George,
like,
oh, totally. Is there anyone in there? Because obviously, like I say, when you're filming a show, you've got no concept of what's being edited, what's being shown. I'm guessing you've caught up with it and you're now watching. So from knowing these people and living with them, who, not necessarily even relationship-wise, but who would you say is playing the biggest game where they're not being their true self, or that the edit isn't truly showing them? Is there like a proper game player in there?
To be fair, I don't think that there's a proper game player yet. I feel like when I was in there, because I've got the advantage of having the inside knowledge and watching it from the outside, there's no one that I would say is maybe acting differently in a different way from what I know them. But I just feel like there's a couple of fishy wrongdoings, obviously, like I mentioned with the Mitch and the sort of Sammy scenario. I don't know. It's really hard. It's not even like I'm not trying to not spill the tea here, guys. It's like
so no one's surprised you then. So when you're watching the edit, everyone seems how you know them to be. That's kind of nice that you think that everyone's being organic.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, there's no one that really strikes me to it. I mean, obviously, with the whole sort of Molly situation as well. Obviously, being with Zach, I can't really see that lasting.
Why is that then? Because they're fully together now, aren't they? Coupled up, looking loved up. But I think a lot of people feel like you. Yeah.
But if you remember in the, you know, I can't remember what it's called, the Row the Boat Challenge.
Yes.
Row, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Basically, there was a question that said, are you closed off? And what's his name? Zach said no and Molly said yes. But it's funny that, isn't it?
Yeah.
But, who knows?
Well, I think
I just don't think they're clear.
Yeah, I think he might be a bit of a. I think he's going to get his head turned. Apparently, in Castlemore, people think that that'll be his chance to kind of leave Molly in the dust.
I think she will as well, though.
Do you think?
I just don't think. Yeah, I think she will. 100%. I reckon she's literally going to keep her options open, like till the last possible point.
Yeah, she seems like that.
I just, yeah, it's one of them scenarios where I just can't really see her fully closing off, because if she fully closes off, she knows that she said, oh, I'm fully closed off, and then there's no going back for her, because like it will be in her head about what the public think, etc. So I think she's just trying to label it as I'm open.
And George, I always like to ask this, because obviously the show's been on a good number of years now, and I think maybe more so in the early days where it was still early doors, maybe people was going in generally as a dating show. Is there anyone, because I think the last few years, some people have been honest, they've gone, do you know what, there were certain people in my series that was clearly here for blue tick followers and brand deals. Who do you think in there is this there for the blue tick? Or is everyone there for love?
I mean, yeah, that's what they've told me. The thing is, it's obviously a good question. It's probably a question on everyone's mind, to be honest with you. You know, the viewers and obviously the people in there at the time, especially when I was in there. Obviously, it's no one really gave me an inkling of that at the start. Again, I'm not hating on the girl, but obviously Molly is an influencer. You know, that's what she does for work. So you're always going to think, and that's what I always thought, that are you in here to boost yourself up? But I suppose whether you're a scaffolder or an influencer, I suppose, you know, you can go in there for love, and that's what the show's for. But
I remember in January, I went to the Love Island Villa in South Africa with Molly. So that was quite surreal to now see her on the show. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, she said that she went in.
Yeah, she'd been in before. She'd been to the one in Mallorca, but it was so surreal to see her in that villa, and now obviously she's gone on the show. So I think, yeah, it's crazy.
Surely knows her way around.
And how's life been for you after leaving the villa? Has it been just crazy? Are you getting recognised?
Yeah, so I done a podcast earlier, and I was down in Essex.
Oi, oi.
Get me on Towie, Bobby, mate. Get me on Towie, mate. I'll fit right in, mate. Trust me. So I was in Essex. I was in a Tesco Metro. Like seven people came up to me like, are you George from Love Island? This, that and the other. And I was like, I've not had that, because basically I've not been outside of Bedford yet. So I've only been in my hometown. So obviously people are coming up to me because they know me anyway, saying whether I'm this, that and the other. But like, I've not had it where I've been out of Bedford and people have come up to me. So for that to happen in a Tesco is brilliant. But in socials as well is really positive. Obviously a lot of birds in my DMs. Obviously.
I was going to say, wanted to know.
I always ask my guests, because we all know what goes down in the DMs. Now, especially when someone leaves a reality TV show or when you work in this industry, the DMs can be naughty. What are your DMs saying?
So to be fair, I've genuinely had a couple of naughty ones. Like, I'm not going to start naughty saying about hundreds.
No, I want to know.
But what, naughty like, as in pictures?
Like bits, yeah, like a couple of videos. Like,
and what's in?
You know, you get like the disposable video, like the pictures.
Yeah.
Like, where they sort of on for a second.
And what's in the video, George?
Just like a bit of tit action.
A bit of tit? I mean? Like, that reminded me of my licked tit or whatever.
Yeah, just shaking them about.
Oh my God.
Is it just tit or do you get a bit of Jack and Danny?
No, I mean, to be fair, it's just been breasts for the moment.
Just a bit of tit.
It's just been breasts.
Do you reply?
But Yeah, to be fair, obviously.
What do you write what back? You so when a girl shakes her tits on the DMs, what do you DM back?
I'm just like, nice one, like, I don't really know what to expect. I'm not just going to get my Corey out, like, just on a random. Like, here you are, love. Here's my piece.
Oh, my goodness.
But that's what I mean. But, I mean, other ones have just sort of been like, come to Ireland, come to Scotland, come to Manchester, you're a bit of me, this and the other. And also a lot of them as well, which these are what I love as well. Like, you were so funny. Like, there's no one in there that matches your energy and you don't deserve to have left and stuff. So honestly, it's really, really positive. I've only really got like two negative ones. That's all right, isn't it?
Apart from the tits, George, have you had any blue tick girls or guys slide into the DMs?
Oh, I think that's a yes.
A couple, yeah. But they're not like... Like, I don't want to say it in a rude way, but they're not like well-known blue tick names. Does that make sense? Mm. Like, they've got a blue tick, to answer your question, but they're not like anyone that's like, oh my God, you're from Coronation Street or Emmerdale or something.
You're like someone from the soaps.
That's what I mean.
So have you replied to any of the blue tick girls or are you just you're like, no?
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, I've literally just tried to reply to as many people as I can, just because I don't want to seem to be like rude. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You know, even if it's a little one, like, oh, you were so funny. It's like, just thank you for your support and stuff like that, basically. So, yeah, I try to reply to as many as I can, but I'm just too popular, Bobby, mate, so I can't reply to everyone. Yeah,
exactly. any blue tick tit?
Any blue tick tit? No, not yet.
Not yet.
I'm happy to receive.
Blimey. Also, I've got to ask, so there was a bit of chat about your exes before you went in, or an ex. Yeah. Has your ex or exes, have any of them got in touch since you've been on the show or since you've come out? Have you spoken to anyone or is that a thing of the past now?
No, so, you know, again, and I don't really want to, it's one of them situations where it obviously came out when I got announced for the show, yeah, when I was in the cast holding period.
Yeah.
Luckily, and which I'm really grateful for, I was able to give my side of the story.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't actually in the main villa yet. So it was really nice that I was able to speak to the press team and actually give my version on the story. But basically, yeah, that's pretty much all I've had, really. Like, I don't really wish to get in contact. At the end of the day, you know, I've said my piece, basically. And that's it, pretty much. Like, there's no need to really add fuel to the fire to it. In that situation, do you know what I mean?
And which are the current couples, just to completely change the subject? I don't know why I was just thinking about... I was just thinking about tonight. I'm excited already for tonight's episode. Who's like going the distance? Because I've seen everywhere that Tyreek and Ella are like the ones, but Mehdi and Whitney, could they be kind of, you know, I don't know,
I definitely think that Whitney's surprised by Mehdi. So I don't think that that is Whitney's typical type, which she said.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, I feel like she really likes him. And the fact that Mehdi is playing hard to get actually is making her like him more. Because you know what he's like? Like, he's sort of telling Whitney off a little bit. And like he's not, you know, he's being quite chilled and reserved. I feel like she really likes that. I feel like if he was to go full throttle, it would probably give her the ick.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So I think that she, for now, is really happy with Mehdi. But... I mean, at the end of the day, there's a new bombshell going in tonight. Who knows? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Two new bombshells. We've got
two new bombshells.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. It must be so weird for you watching it. Like, you know, obviously now you're back.
I feel like I've got an emotional connection to the show. Yeah. Now. Like, I've literally got an emotional connection. Like, I literally cannot miss a second of it now.
Yeah.
And it's one of them situations as well where obviously I've not met a few of them, but like for the most part, like they're also a family to me now as well. So I feel like at the end of the day, I need to watch it to support them, just to make sure, do you know what I mean? Like, just to watch it. And obviously, like, me, Andre, Charlotte, Ruchi and stuff that are out as well, we're all in a group chat watching it together.
Oh, that's
like, stuff
good.
Like that. So,
a few nights
yeah,
out.
Just talking about it.
Does it that's change how you view it? Because I'm very aware, like, when you are from a reality TV show, when you then watch it back and you know how it's made and what goes into it, does that, even though they're your mates, obviously... Does it change how you know? Because I'm guessing you was a fan of the show before you went in there.
Loved it.
Do you see it completely differently? Because now you know the behind the scenes of it. So you know exactly every conversation that's took place. Are you thinking, oh, this has happened before? Or talk me through that.
Yeah. So obviously when you're in there, it's a really long day. Like people, you know, because what you see on the TV screen is 40 to 45 minutes of action. from the night before, the day, and a bit of the evening. But really, there's about 12 hours there unaccounted for. Mm. So what you do a lot of the day-to-day probably isn't in there, and it probably doesn't get aired.
It's on the cutting room floor, isn't it?
Yeah, I know that a lot of the conversations that I had, because I've got quite a decent memory, do you know what I mean? So I know that I had quite a lot of conversations that just weren't aired in the show, but they can't physically show it all in 45 minutes.
Pulse.
So I don't blame it. So yeah, it does massively change the way that I watch it now, because I know that, is that all that there was in the story, or was there another argument going on at the time, or was there another conversation going on at the time? So it definitely changes your perception on how you watch it, mate, for sure.
Absolutely. Oh, thank you so much, George. It was so lovely to have you on the show this evening. I'm so glad you're still enjoying it. You've had a positive experience and you're loving life. You've been to Essex. What more can you ask for?
Mate, do you know what I mean? Like, literally, I've completed it, mate.
We'll see you on Towers.
You've smashed life. You've smashed life, George. Thank you, mate. We'll let you get back to your evening. Mate.
Bye, George.
Guys, take care, George. Bye, mate.
See you later, guys.
Bye. Oh, bless him.
Oh.
Nice little church there.
So nice to see him, you know, outside the villa. It's surreal.
It's weird when you just see someone in their front room sat on a sofa.
Yeah. It's like, no, you're just in Mallorca. What are you doing?
Yeah. And they're not in a villa. Well, guys, that ain't where the interview ends. We have got the Gareth Valentino from I Kissed a Boy coming up after this. We will see you in two.
FUBAR Radio presents
Access All Areas.
There was an interesting no-show, I thought, in Harry Styles. Apparently he didn't come because both Olivia Wilde, his ex-girlfriend, and Emily Emrata was there too, and he was pictured kissing her recently in Japan.
Lucky cow.
Apparently he avoided, because best not to be around two women you've recently been with, I guess, if you're Harry Styles.
See, if I'd have been there, I'd have said to both of them, piss off. Harry, let's go and have a gin and tonic.
So joining us now, we have Count Binface, an independent space warrior. I just wanted to quickly ask you one last question. Let's say you had won that election and you became prime minister. You know, what are some of the big things you'd like to change? What are some of the big things you believe in that our politics needs?
Well, why don't we talk about the old royal family? Because, you know, I don't wish to abolish them like some people do. No. I merely wish to solidify their ceremonial role so that they become the living, breathing version of Madame Tussauds that deep down the public wants. Good
dating show. Again, I've been out on dates where people have gone, oh, like, what do you do? Why do they want pictures? And then I'll just go, oh, listen, I'll do little bits on TV, that's it. And then 2 hours later, when they've had a few drinks, they start going, so tell me what happened with this girl. What happened with this? What happened with that? And I thought you didn't know.
Well, this is why I think I struggle with my date life, because I just see myself as me. You know, I'm from Oxford, moved to London. That's it. I have a great group of friends. That's as simple as my life is. When I go to date someone, I don't see myself as, oh, I'm a girl that works on TV. I just see myself as me. But then I'm reminded by some of the things that they might do.
You're listening to FUBAR Radio.
FUBAR Radio.
FUBAR Radio.
FUBAR Radio.
FUBAR Radio.
Guys, up next, we have got the lovely Gareth Valentino. Gareth, how are ya?
I'm good, Gil. How are you?
Really good, thank you. Really good. Thanks for joining us this evening. It's lovely to have you on the show.
Pleasure.
How is life? I bet it's all a bit crazy at the minute, isn't it?
The DMs are DMing, let's just say that.
Oh, let's talk DMs, because I'm going to go straight in. I normally wait to the end of my interviews for this, but I just spoke to George from Love Island, and he was talking about getting tits DM'd to him. But obviously, Gareth, we're on the same bus. Have you had any Corey in the DMs? And not just Corey, have you had any blue tick dick slide in?
No blue tick dicks, actually. That's
but dick?
None.
No dick or no blue tick?
No blue tick.
Oh.
But dick. But don't you think they're generally always dicks you don't want to see?
They're always ugly.
Yeah, and you think, why are you talking? And they all, it's the angles that crack me up. They try and get the light in, they try and do angles and try and make it look lovely, and I'm just like,
also, it never works.
I'm like, no, boo.
Give me a drink first.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Before you get your Corey out.
Fuck you now.
So the DMs have been popping since you left the show.
Yeah. Oh, I say get me a cold one before you give me your big one. Do you know what I mean?
Oh. So are you, because now you're a single man.
Yeah.
Are you dating?
I mean, I guess I'm open to it. I haven't really had any people come up to me and ask me, so DMs are open.
You split up with the boyfriend that you met on the show, right? Because you didn't want a relationship.
Yeah.
But you're now, how are you feeling now about it? Are you feeling like you're ready for one? Yeah. Or?
I feel like I'm not really ready. I'm kind of just like enjoying my life with my friends at the minute. You know, yeah. I think being in there, I was kind of like, because the dating pool was so shite before, I was like, what is this? Then that obviously the opportunity came up. So I was like, oh, this is something different. I might try this. I'm going to be finding a nice guy on this. And I found a nice guy, but it didn't work. It was more of a friendship kind of situation. Mm. Like we really get on as souls together.
Yeah.
But yeah, it just wasn't meant to be.
So you're still in touch?
Yeah. We hang out and.
Oh, good.
Yeah. We're good friends. Really good friends.
Are you looking for more Mr. Right now than rather Mr. Right? You're here for a good time.
Honestly, I'm here for a good time and a drink and just a laugh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with that. Gareth, no shade in that, babes.
No shade at all. I mean, that's what I've realised. I was like, I wanted something more serious. And I think even going in there, I was still finding myself, you know? Mm. But now I've kind of done that, and it's kind of like solidified in me that I'm not ready for a relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fine.
What I really want to know, I think what we both really want to know, what's Dani like? Because, I mean, she's...
Let's talk Miss Minogue.
We've got to get straight in there with Miss Minogue, haven't we? She's brilliant.
Because I'm of a generation, when people say Kylie, a lot of people think Jenna. I still think Minogue.
I think Jenna.
Do you? Yeah, oh, but that's because I'm 6 months older than you.
Exactly.
Bobby.
Five. Yeah. That's it.
Oh, God, I'm so young. I don't know what you're talking about.
You're like, who's Kylie Minogue?
Yeah, who the fuck? No, Dani is like, oh, my God. She's even more beautiful in real life.
Oh.
Like, I can't describe her. And when she looks at you, like, she's just, oh, I don't know what it is. She looks like a fucking, like, goddess or something.
Does she make you want to jump bus? Could you turn for Minogue?
Listen.
Yeah, that's taking the piss. That's a stretch.
It's like a stretch too far.
So she's lovely, but no, Bob. I know firmly what. I know what time it is.
I actually chatted to, is it Bobski and Ollie from the series? Both so lovely, and they said that she's kind of stayed in touch since.
Yeah,
filming.
Yeah, no, she
yeah
like,
and she's been really
like messages us sometimes on Instagram and like her stories and stuff.
Oh,
she's so
bless
sweet.
Her.
That's so
iconic.
Good.
I love her. She's
Will
amazing.
There be a night out with Dani then on the cards?
Oh, God, yeah.
Love that.
Oh, let me know. I'll come out.
We'll be there.
Imagine us crew rocking about in Soho on Pride with Dani Minogue.
We'd show her a good time. We'd curl her hair. She wouldn't need a bouncy blow dry. That's for sure. So I've got to ask you, babe, because obviously the show's aired. We've had the reunion. How does it feel watching not just yourself back, but watching that whole experience back when it comes to kind of, because we know how reality TV works, like when it comes to the edit, was it very true to life or was it a...
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing with this show. I feel like it was different in a sense that like it wasn't, I wouldn't say it's produced at all. Like they just kind of let stories take form because this show's like... It's completely different to what's ever been done before. And obviously it was filmed last September.
Mm.
So it came out in May. So sure, editing and stuff's happened, but like, it's not like it was produced. Like everything in that happened was real, which is kind of refreshing. Like whenever we heard the synopsis of the show and what it was going to be, we were like, oh, this actually sounds really good. Like it's more true to life than you think. Despite all the like cinematics and like beautiful shots and stuff like that, but it really was how you see it on TV.
Oh, that's so good. And everyone's saying that Love Island's just not as good anymore because we've got I Kissed a Boy now, you know, which has kind of completely taken over.
Well, I think the difference between Love Island and, like, this show, first of all, it's the first gay dating show.
Yeah.
Second of all, I feel like, I don't want to be rude, but, like, people in Love Island, like, they're just, like, they're, like, press prints of, like, what a perfect male and female should be. Like, there's no diversity there in body image, in background, in stories, in life experience. They're all just on there with, like, ripped six packs and massive white teeth and big tits. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's no substance and, like, no stories to tell. And there's no, like, minorities to, like, champion, you know?
Well, people are loving I Kissed a Boy, aren't they? Because, I mean, it's the first, like you said, gay dating show. And we've got I Kissed a Girl, I think, commissioned now to come.
I think
that's going to be brilliant. I'll be watching that.
Oh, I can't wait for the lesbians, finally.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so good to see. Would you... I mean, I saw that one of your co-stars tried to sneak on Love Island because he wanted to mix things up. Did you see that?
Who?
I don't know which one it was. It might have been Ollie. But he wanted to go on and kind of like throw a spanner in the works.
Yeah, I think it was Ollie.
It was, wasn't it? And he got quite far in the audition process.
To be straight and she cried. Are you joking?
Do you have a WhatsApp group?
Yeah, we've got a boy WhatsApp.
And you're
group.
All in it.
Is no anyone one's... left?
Yeah.
Anyone left? No, I don't think so. Actually,
that's good.
And it is, from watching it back, so it was true for life, and that's nice to know that it wasn't produced and. Because obviously they've got to cut out hours worth of footage, but they've kept true to what it was. Has anyone surprised you? Because obviously living with these people and knowing them, was anyone different on camera to what they were to you face to face? Or
well, so if there's like a diary room entry or something.
Yeah, are you surprised by people's shadiness?
Not really. I was surprised by. How funny Ben was in the diary room.
Did you think he weren't funny, you know, when he weren't
in
the diary
room? Me and Ben first met each other, we talked about this. Like, me and Ben are like that now. Yeah. We're like the besties. But like, when we first met each other, we had this chat. We said we didn't think we were going to get on. And then it turns out we're the best, like, we got on the best in there. But like, he's, you know, Ben's like very kind of like inward to himself at the start. So like to see him like talk and like howl and laugh and like throw all these jokes out in the diary room, I was like, oh, that's like nice to see. That's what the real Ben is. Obviously the environment is really stressful at the beginning. So that's probably why he was like that. Mm. Fucking cameras on you while you sleep. The only time you don't have a camera in you is when you're going to have a shite.
Oh my gosh. So it's like constant. So
there's like microphones in your like bed and shit. Oh. It's crazy.
So do boys want to try and find a strategic way to say this? So like you say, the only time that there's no cameras when you're on the toilet. Did any boys have the conversation? Was people only on the toilet when they was on the toilet? Or was boys doing anything else in the toilet?
I see where you're going.
Are you talking about cruising?
No, not cruising. Was anyone knocking one out, basically?
Oh, yeah. Fucking hell. Yeah, I'd imagine so.
Did you ever go and have a
ham shank?
Yeah. Did you knock one out?
What? Yeah.
Did you?
And would you boys all talk about it afterwards? Go, look, I'm just going to have a quick wank.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say I'm going in for number 3.
Ah. Oh, now we know.
You don't want to know what a number 4 is. Only bottoms do that.
Can't relate.
top queens.
So, out of the couples that have survived, let's say survive, it says, I keep it. It was, well, there's only one, yeah. So, out of the couple that survived, can you see that going the distance?
I mean, like, well, Dan and Ollie, you've seen them on the show. They're like electric together, and they've just seemed to be going from strength to strength. Like, they're with each other all the time. I mean, Ollie's in Brighton and Dan's in London, but like they're always together. So, I mean, seems to be going well, no?
And what about you? What's kind of next for you? Obviously, not even on the dating front, but just career, or what do you want to do? Obviously, you've got this like newfound fame, I guess, from the show too. What do you want to do with that?
Continue with my styling work.
Nice.
I want to do fashion work, styling work. I mean, I would love to do like TV work, like presenting or something. Yeah, that's like a dream of mine. Because, you know me, I'm fucking chat shite. I'm married. But yeah, no, I'd love to just do something like that.
Have you had people come up to you on the street and recognize you? That must be surreal. Yeah.
Oh, listen, you don't walk through Soho, girl.
Oh, really?
Jesus. Some girl, me and Ben went for a drink in Soho like 2-3 weeks ago. Some girl and her mate, we heard a scream, and then we saw this girl and her mate jump off of one of those tuk-tuks and come over to us, and we were like, we've just been at Tina Turner, but now we fucking saw you. Yay! And I was like,
whoa. Fuck, so Tina. Gareth, I wanted to ask you also, because you're from Northern Ireland, so I'm guessing growing up and coming to terms with your sexuality wasn't the easiest of things. Was it refreshing to be in a scenario, in a situation, almost like a safe haven where you knew everyone was on the same page and you could express yourself, but also was you conscious of the outside world knowing that you was going back to Northern Ireland?
Yeah, I mean even before, when I was accepted on the show and, you know, got confirmed on the show, I was like excited, but then at the same time there was that kind of like, you know, fear. I kind of felt like, oh, I'm gonna have to do this over again, this is me, like I'm having to come out again, do you know, like that's what it felt like. I mean, I grew up like hearing people compare gay people to pedophiles and they should all be lined up and shot just like them.
Awful.
And, you know, you'd hear the derogatory terms in school and you'd just go along with it, you shouldn't want to be clocked, and you'd, you know, change your posture and not make sure you're not set to, like, all that stuff ran through my head. And yeah, it was so lovely to be in a situation with, what, 15 other gay guys where you didn't have to worry about that. But then you kind of did, because you caught yourself and you realized, oh, this is going to be on TV. So it was a weird kind of, I'm free, but also like people are going to see this freedom. So it's not, it's a weird kind of situation. Mm. But I was conscious of it. But then after a while, you know, talking and listening to other boys' experience and stuff, it kind of got to a point where I was like, I don't care. I'm a 28-year-old guy. Like, what can they fucking do to me now? There's nothing they can do to me.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly. You claim the power back.
But yeah, that's where my mind went to. And that's why I dress so extravagantly sometimes, or dress up or wear, like, ridiculous clothes, because it's almost like, you know, you're stuck in this little box for so long, and then by the time you're brave enough to break out of it, you just want to do the most.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're like, fucking two fingers up to everyone, isn't it? You know, I'm going to scream.
I came out 24. And as soon as I was 24, I was in London. I think it was like my third or fourth week there. I became a go-go dancer. I was thrown right into the gay world straight away. Like, the first night I was a go-go dancer, I met some of my queer family and friends there. Like, I thought I was just going to be wearing hot pants, but he fucking gave me a G-string, and I swear to God, it looked like dental floss. Me, just a fresh gay with a dental floss dog on.
But I do think that's what's refreshing. Where we're at now in 2023, and I mean, we've still got a long fucking way to go, let's have it right, but compared to where we were, like, I'm a little bit older than you. I'm 35. So I'm a few years older, but not much. But still, I look back and I knew when I was growing, I could count on one hand the amount of gay people. Well, not even one hand, probably on two. There was about two or three gay men on TV that all had to ticked a certain box and was a certain kind of... And there was no diversity on TV. So, and I'm very aware, exactly what you're saying. Like this, like, I mean, I've been, there ain't a gay slur I haven't been called. I mean, I've been called a pillar, but I've never bit a pillar in my life. Can you imagine these teeth biting pillars? Do you know what I mean? But my skin becomes so thick because I got, you get so used to the abuse. But I love that we're now in a generation where we can air shows such as I Kissed a Boy, and that we've got diversity on TV in all walks, whether it's soaps, reality, everything under the sun. We're seeing diversity, because when people are growing up, I think it's important to look at the screen and relate to someone. Like,
totally.
I wanted to be Ariel, I think, because I fancied Eric. I wanted to marry Eric, I'll be honest.
Who doesn't want to marry Eric?
I used to say, I know I want to be a mermaid. I didn't. I wanted to shag Eric. I think that's what it was. I'll be honest.
I love Prince Eric.
He was the fittest prince.
He is definitely the fittest prince.
The
actually,
best Disney prince
he?
Going.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think it's lovely.
He inspired my curtains. You know,
yeah, it's like that.
I was gonna say, you've got a little Prince Eric going on, actually.
I thought that was about to say Eric. I was like, what?
You need to get Eric on the top, please.
Yes.
imagine it said Danny. Going back to what you said about people needing this on the TV, you know how many older generation Northern Irish men have reached out to me via Instagram and even in the streets of Soho?
Oh, that's
and that cool. means so much more, like not more to me, but it just is so much more powerful because they say things like, it's so nice to see. If I had seen you on TV 20 years ago, I wouldn't have attempted suicide. I wouldn't have felt this way. I wouldn't have married that woman and ruined her life. Uh-huh. They're saying all these things to me and I'm like, fucking hell, like that it's a shame, but it's also nice to get that kind of like validation from older generation gays that didn't have it.
It's like bittersweet, isn't it?
Yeah, it's bittersweet, but it's like they're really, you can see them light up, you know, and that really means a lot to me, honestly. When it's a Northern Irish girlies, that means a lot to me.
And diversity is just so important. Honestly, Gareth, thank you so much. We've got to wrap up the show, but I want to thank you so much for joining us this evening. Thank you for getting your lip out and showing us your tattoo.
I love it.
He got his prints out for us.
Oi, oi.
As long as there's no Albert after that.
Oh, Gareth, you look after yourself, won't you, fella?
Will do, darling.
Bye, take care. Gareth. Bye, babe. What a lovely show. Lotte.
So good. I can't wait for I Kissed a Girl. I cannot wait.
I think it's going to be so refreshing to see I Kissed a Girl. I think they're going to start filming soon.
Yeah, I think, they're going to start filming soon. It'll be out by the end of the year, I hope. So.
Exciting, yeah, hopefully. BBC, churn it out for us, churn it out.
Churn it out.
Oh, guys, what an amazing show. I hope you've enjoyed it. Lotte, thank you so much for being my special co-host. You're so welcome.
Loved it, guys,
we will see you next week. Until then, stay safe. Bye, guys.
Bye.